سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى أيضا: يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا اليهود والنصارى أولياء بعضهم أولياء بعض ومن يتولهم منكم فإنه منهم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الدنيا سجن المؤمن وجنة الكافر. صدق الله وصدق الرسول ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين. My respected brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praises are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we send salutations upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our sustainer. Whenever Allah creates something, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the responsibility for providing for his creations. Allah's system is perfect. Allah is not like us, that we begin something and we leave it hung up. This is not how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals with his creations. Whenever Allah creates, Allah takes the responsibility for providing for every single creation of his. My dear respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly favored this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He placed us in the best of all ummah, the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Allah placed us in this ummah, Allah laid down rules. He established laws to be followed. Certain things, they are permissible, and certain things are haram and impermissible. They are all in the Quran. Allah mentions in the Quran in many different places, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O those who believe. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O those who believe. Whenever Allah mentions in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, this is a direct order from Allah to an individual, whoever is a Muslim. So when Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, this means, O Abdullah. This means, O Ismail. This means, O Naseem. This means, O Muhammad. Whenever Allah addresses us as Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, it is a direct order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us. So we must treat the orders of Allah as a direct command to us. And don't just read, O those who believe, O those who believe. We are the believers. Allah addresses in the Holy Quran, and Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. Enter into Islam completely. Now if we look at this ayah carefully, we will see that Allah is saying, all those who believe, now enter into Islam. How is it that Allah says to us, you all are believers, but now enter into Islam? This is because, my dear respected gathering, whenever a person enters into Islam, although we recite the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, there is no God except Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last and final messenger of Allah. Although we recite this, there are still traits of jahiliyyah and ignorance in us. Every single human being is a sinner. Every single human being is a sinner. And the best sinner is that one who repents to Allah. So although we are Muslims, we still commit sins. So Allah brought this ayah to say to us, O those who believe, now enter into Islam completely. Follow every single command of Allah in totality. This is the command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes this ayat is a good example to use nowadays. We can see the light of this ayah. Sometimes we as Muslims, we have non-Muslim families. For Eid, we invite them to come to our homes for Eid. Now when Christmas time comes around, they invite us to come to their homes. And we tell ourselves, well, you know, if I don't go by him, it will look bad. because I invited him and he came to my house. So it's only right now that I go to his house. Allah says in the Holy Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء. Allah will never forgive those people who commit shirk to him, who ascribe pardoners to him, who take other gods beside him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive everything else besides shirk. The festival of Christmas, Diwali, all these festivals, they are festivals of shirk. They are festivals of ascribing pardoners to Allah. And every single thing that is connected to these festivals, they are shirk. So much so that if a person were to drive wrong in his car, as is the general practice nowadays, on Diwali night, and look at the lights, and we derive pleasure from looking at the lights of Diwali, we tell ourselves we are not engaging ourselves in the festival. We just drive around and we look at the lights and we say, wow, it looks so beautiful. This is an indirect form of shirk. The pleasure derived from this is shirk. Because these lights, they are connected to shirk. And Allah says He will never forgive shirk. And He forgives everything else other than shirk. We must be very, very careful, my respected brothers and elders. So we tell ourselves, you know, I have to go by my family house on Christmas because he came to my house on Eid. This is a disease that we suffer from. It's a kind of crookedness that we have in our hearts. You see, we are not straightforward with people. We know that this is haram, yet still we engage ourselves in these acts. We feel bad to say no to them. It's difficult for us to say no. Then Allah mentions the Quran again. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O those who believe, la tattakhidhu al-yahuda wan-nasara awliya. Don't take the Jews and the Christians, the non-Muslims, as close, intimate friends. Ba'duhum awliya'u ba'd. They are friends of each other. Yes, you can do business transaction with them. You can say good morning, you can be polite with them. But do not take them as close, intimate friends, so much so that we will break the commands of Allah to please them. The Quran speaks about it. Yet we see ourselves involving in Diwali and Christmas and all these festivals because our family, they are non-Muslims. لا طاعة إلى المخلوق في معصية الخالق. We must always remember, my dear respected Muslims, that there is no obedience to the creation of Allah. There is no obedience to the creation when it involves the disobedience of the Creator. We can never obey the creation when it involves the disobedience of the Creator. Who is our Creator? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Creator. Allah is our sustainer. Allah provides for us. Can we imagine how it hurts Allah that we can push Allah aside when it comes to our family? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. Approximately 124,000 Anbiya and Prophets of Allah came to this world. And they all came with one message, La ilaha illallah. There is no one worthy of worship except Allah. La ilaha illallah, Isa, Nabiullah. There is no one worthy of worship except Allah, and that Isa alayhi salam is the Prophet of Allah. When our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam came, the last of all messengers, he came with the message, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. There is no one worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the messenger of Allah. He was the last and final prophet. There are no other prophets to come on the face of this earth. This responsibility of inviting towards Allah, inviting towards what is right, stopping that which is evil, this is our responsibility. The responsibility of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored this ummah so much. Because as soon as one prophet left the world, Allah sent another. So it was not upon the people to carry out the message. However, there are no prophets to come till the day of judgment. So this responsibility of inviting towards Allah and stopping that which is evil is upon our shoulders. This is our responsibility. My respected gathering, الدنيا سجن المؤمن وجنة الكافر. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith that this world is a prison for a believer and it's a paradise for a non-believer. If you look around today in the world, we see that many Muslims, they think that this is a Jannah. They live in this world as though they will never die. They think that they will never die. We might tell ourselves, no, we know that we will die one day and we have to go back to Allah. We say this with our tongue. We say we have to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We recite the kalima. We recite the Quran. And we think we know all the laws. But if we look at the lifestyle of the individuals, we see that their lifestyle shows different. This is another type of crookedness. They say one thing, but they mean another thing. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, lima taquluna ma la tafa'alun. O those who believe, why do you say what you don't do? We say many things, but we don't do most of what we say. We keep on talking. Islam is not a religion of talking. It is not a religion of only talk and talk and talk. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came. His lifestyle was the da'wah. His character was the da'wah. He didn't have to say much. They said, become like us. And that was it. Now, if we say that today, someone might tell ourselves, who is this man? You might think that he's so proud of himself, become like me. We can't say that because our lifestyle and our words are two different things. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, become like us, and the Sahabas, become like us, no one could have said anything. No one could have said anything because everything was in conformity. Everything was connected. And everyone knew it was truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la tattakhidhu al-yahuda wal-nasara awliya. All those who believe, do not take the Jews and the Christians as friends. Ba'duhum awliya'u ba'd. They are friends of each other. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. Whoever from amongst you take them as close, intimate friends, then he is from amongst them. We disobey Allah. We disobey Allah on these festivals, Christmas and Diwali, to please our family. They came by us for Eid, we must go by them for Christmas. We disobey Allah. This is shirk. To go to their homes and take part in their festivals, to look at the lights of Diwali and derive pleasure, these are shirk. It is haram. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, the Quran came. The laws are clear. We cannot take part in shirk. Allah forgives everything else except shirk. Allah forgives everything except shirk. My respected brothers and elders, I hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the understanding and the ability, the hidayah, the guidance to follow the Quran in totality. As I quote the ayah before, Allah says in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dkhulu fis silmi kaffa. All those who believe, enter into Islam completely. Leave all the practices of jahiliyyah. All the practices that we had from before, that we used to do. When this ayah came, leave it out. Now enter back into Islam again, completely. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the understanding and the ability to act upon the Quran in totality and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه